bound for South Australia, 18th to the 24th of December, 1836. Even though the governor had not yet arrived, many of the colonists had begun to plant gardens and make homes. They were sick and tired of salt provisions. Robert Goodger recorded in his diary that, "I have not had time for making a garden, but some of my brother colonists have been disposed thus to work, and have planted potatoes and a variety of early vegetable seeds, thus in most cases succeeded well and afford the promise of a good crop, and have also eaten the vegetable found by the seaside. The leaves of young shoots, well washed and boiled, are excellent eating, somewhat resembling the English spinach. Being tired of salt meat and hearing constantly of the success of my neighbours in shooting, I determined to sally forth in search of game. I brought home, after about 4 hours shooting yesterday, 17 parrots and parakeets, which proved excellent eating." Mary Thomas's family had also begun creating some of the comforts of home.
William completed an oven, which he made of iron hoops fixed in the ground in a half circle and covered with a thick coating of clay, afterwards burned. It answered exceedingly well, and we not only baked bread in it, but pies and puddings, and occasionally fresh meat when we could get it, but that was seldom.
Mary's husband Robert had come to South Australia with a printing press, planning on establishing a newspaper in the province, but there was another important piece of printing to be done before the newspaper was printed.
We also built a rush hut a short distance from our tents for the better accommodation of part of our family. But they had not long occupied it before everything was suddenly ordered to be cleared out to make room for the printing press in order to print the proclamation of the colony.
Meanwhile, on the 24th of December, Stevenson recorded that the cygnet was spotted by the buffalo in South Australian waters. "At 4:30 this morning we were off Cape Donnington, and at 9 perceived the cygnet at anchor in Spalding Cove. Captain Lipson came on board and announced that Jones Harbour in the Gulf of St. Vincent is considered a desirable spot for our metropolis. Colonel Light's letter speaks in glowing terms of the place and of the whole eastern shore of the Gulf, which he compares to Devonshire.